What are protists, their characteristics and importance? Have you ever examined pond water under a microscope? Did you see small organisms gliding around? If so, you saw a protist. Let's check out these remarkable organisms. Table of contents. What is a protist? The kingdom of Protista contains mainly unicellular organisms. Some are multicellular. They aren't animals, plants, or fungi. Some protists live in colonies. What else do we know about protists? What are five characteristics of a protist? Protists live in damp and watery habitats. Protists live in ponds, puddles, lakes, and the ocean. They live in damp soil and under dead leaves. Protists are eukaryotic. Protists are eukaryotes. From the Greek eu, good, true, and carion, kernel, meaning that they have a nucleus, an organelle that contains the chromosomes or genetic code. They have other organelles including a cell membrane, vacuoles, and mitochondria. Protists have extraordinary ways of moving. A flagellum is a long tail that propels a protist through water. A protist can twirl the flagellum to move. A protist can have one, two, or more flagella. Cilia are tiny hairs covering a protist. Cilia are also used for movement and work by using a sweeping motion. Pseudopods, or false feet, are used to move some protists like amoebas. The cell membrane is pushed out and then fills with cytoplasm. This helps the amoeba glide. Protists gain energy in various ways. Plant-like protists get energy from sunlight. They use photosynthesis, like plants. These protists have chloroplasts. An example of a plant-like protist is a diatom. Animal-like protists need to eat plants, animals, or other protists to get their nutrients. One example of an animal-like protist is an amoeba. A protist that has both animal and plant-like characteristics is the euglena. Not only can a euglena photosynthesize, but it also feeds on other microbes. As a result, this organism is a missing link between plants and animals. Fungus-like protists get energy from decomposition. They absorb nutrients from dead material. A slime mold is a fungus-like protist. Protists can use sexual or asexual reproduction. Protists have different types of reproduction. Most protists reproduce asexually but can switch to sexual reproduction if needed. Asexual reproduction is a good way for protists to reproduce, since they may rarely meet protists of the same species. But how does this work? The protist divides itself in two. One gene set will be passed down to each of the offspring. The science term for this process is binary fission. Protists will also reproduce sexually using egg and sperm cells and the process of fertilization. What are some examples of protists? Do you think you could name all the protists? There are over 200,000 known species. Here are a handful to explore. Amoebas use pseudopods for movement and catching prey. When a pseudopod captures bacteria, digestion happens in the cell. An amoeba lives in warm lakes or rivers. A paramecium is a slipper-shaped protist. It moves with cilia. It lives in lakes, streams, and puddles. It eats algae and bacteria for energy. Diatoms live in saltwater and freshwater. They photosynthesize for energy. Their shape can be a triangle, a square, or a circle. A slime mold is found in forests on rotting trees and on soil. It uses dead plants for nutrition. It can live as one cell, or many can join together to form a large colony. Why are protists important to us? Let's focus on some of the benefits of protists. Scientists estimate that phytoplankton creates over 50% of the oxygen in Earth's atmosphere. Several estimates put it closer to 70%. Phytoplankton is made up of protists like green algae and diatoms. It is food for crabs, lobsters, small fish, and herring. Have you eaten seaweed? Seaweed is made of protists. Seaweed can be made into salads, soup, or sushi. People even make butter with it. Carrageenan, a thickening agent produced by red algae, can be found in our ice cream, cottage cheese, chocolate milk, and puddings. Protists break down dead animals and plants. An example is a slime mold that breaks down dead trees. Later, new plants will grow in this nutrient-rich soil. Diatoms are used in toothpaste to polish your teeth. How cool is that? Next time you're outside by water, grab some in a cup. Look inside the cup to see what's swimming there. Or bring it to your science class to peek at it under a microscope. You never know what wonderful protists you'll see. Glossary. Unicellular. Describes organisms made of a single cell. Eukaryotes. Organisms made up of cells that each contain a nucleus. Flagella. Thread-like structure that allows a protist to swim or move. Cilia. Hair-like structures that extend from the body of an organism. Pseudopod. A temporary projection of the cytoplasm of a cell. Decomposition. The process where dead organic substances are broken down into simpler matter. Binary fission. A type of reproduction in which the parent cell divides. Phytoplankton. Microscopic marine algae. Organelles. A structure or part of a living cell that has a specific function. Chloroplasts. Organelles of a plant that allow plants to capture the energy from the sun. Fertilization. The act of making fertile. The union of an egg cell and a sperm cell. Cytoplasm. All of the material inside of a cell membrane, except for the nucleus. Readability. 60. Flesh Kincaid. 6.7. Author Lisa Endicott. My passion for science is rooted in my love and curiosity for nature and animals. I have successfully taught biology, health and English as a second language classes for 27 years in Madison, Wisconsin. I earned degrees in biology and life science education along with a master's in reading education from the University of Wisconsin, La Crosse. I completed my English as a second language certificate at the University of Wisconsin, Madison. I find teaching most rewarding when students dig deeper into lessons to answer their own questions. I am excited to write for S'more Science to share the extraordinary world of science. Young women, you belong in STEM careers. We need your voices and your talents. Embrace risks and challenge yourselves. View all posts.